Anchor is the easiest way to make a podcast. Anchor gives you everything you need for free, which you can use right from your phone or your computer. Creation tools allow you to create and edit your podcast so it sounds great. They'll distribute your podcast for you so it can be heard everywhere, like Spotify, Apple, Google Podcasts, and many more. You can easily make money from your podcast with no minimum listenership, just like the big podcasts. Download the Anchor app or go to anchor.fm to get started. And while you're at it, listen to the big podcast. Let's go. What's good? What's good? What's good, y'all? It's the big podcast, episode 39, and I'm your host, We gotta start this episode off with the tough stuff because it's heinous crimes, you know, being inflicted on black people by the police for no reason. And I just want to give a rest in peace to Ahmaud Arbery, 25-year-old that was fatally shot. What I'm gonna do, you know, just in case you guys, you know, my listeners from outside of the U.S. aren't familiar with this case, I'm going to read an article by Christian Boone and Burt Routon Jr. for the AJC. And I don't know what that is. It has probably has to do with something about Atlantic newspaper. Something has to do with that. But I'm going to try to read this. I don't know if I'm going to make it all the way through, because it's a lot and I can't read, y'all, but you guys should be able to get the gist of it. All right, so here we go. In a span of 12 hours, a video showing the final moments of a young Brunswick man's life upended assumptions about what would happen to the father and son under investigation for fatally shooting 25-year-old Ahmaud Arbery. Brunswick Attorney General, Brunswick Attorney James Yancey said he believes Greg and Travis McMichael would have avoided criminal charges if not for the video. It showed the depths of humanity, Yancey said. Now the investigation enters a whole new phase. GBI agents will now be asking the questions, backed up by assurances from Governor Brian Kemp. They'll conduct a thorough independent probe. Kemp has not addressed that fatal February 23rd shooting that happened in Glynn County outside the Brunswick city lines until Tuesday. You're sick. As word of the video spread, the governor took to Twitter offering the GBI services to Atlantic Circuit District Attorney Tom Durden. It took the prosecutor less than an hour to accept. Earlier in the day, he announced he would ask a grand jury to consider criminal charges against the McMichaels, a long-awaited decision ultimately overwhelmed by widespread outrage over the video. So, you know, just to make sure, you know, you guys aren't in the dark. Long story short, son and a father, I think one of them or both of them was employed by a police department. They see a black guy jogging, and I'm kind of hazy on the story because I don't really put, you know, my mind to these things, because I believe that it's not to spread awareness as a fact. I'm sorry, I said that wrong. I don't believe that it's put out there so that the world can know what's being done to us. I believe that this is put out there so that we can know what's being done to us and what happens just for, you know, being black at the wrong place in the wrong time, and what they can do to you and what they can get away with. That's my personal opinion. But long story short, they, and there's a video for this that I did not watch and I will not watch. I refuse to. But if you want to get a more clear depiction of this, you can watch the video. Basically, he's jogging. They apprehended him. It seems like he tried to run away and they killed him. unarmed. Only suspicion they had was that there were burglaries happening around that area. Let's keep reading. I don't know, and I'm not going to find out, but I don't know if, you know, they actually, you know, did this lawfully. I don't think that the guy was on duty, and I think it was the father that was on duty. Let's see. Let's keep reading. Who is this guy? Kemp. Brian, Governor Brian Kemp. Suck a dick. You're a fuck. Suck a dick. You didn't say anything until, oh, the Georgians deserve answers. Y'all, that, yeah, they deserve answers once they find out there's a video about it. This came out 2 months ago. This came out 2 months ago. This is sick. Georgians deserve answers, Kemp tweeted. State law enforcement stands ready to ensure justice is served. Not everyone supports state intervention. In a tweet sent late Thursday afternoon from the GBI's account, the agency noted Glynn County Police, who declined to charge Travis and Greg McMichael, had not requested a review of their findings. Instead, Glynn Police asked the GBI to investigate the public release of the video. The agency tweeted it's honoring that request while also looking into allegations of threats against GCPD, Glynn County Police Department, and individuals involved in the active investigation. But the video posted on YouTube Tuesday morning had put the onus back on local law enforcement. Was race a factor in Glynn's police's decisions not to charge the McMichaels, who are white, for the killing of an unarmed black man? Questions also surround Greg McMichael's ties to local law enforcement. The elder McMichael was once a Glynn police officer before joining the Brunswick Judicial Circuit as an investigator in the DA's office. Oh, wow. Okay. Based on the video footage and the news reports I have seen, I am deeply concerned with the events surrounding the shooting of Ahmaud Arbery, Georgia Attorney General Chris Carr tweeted Tuesday. Sure you are. The video, which has been available to police and investigation since February fucking 23rd, the date of the shoot, the date of the murder, not the fucking shooting, the murder, appears to contradict key portions of Greg McMichael's account to police minutes after Arbery collapses, face first into the Georgia asphalt. It's going international now, said Gerald Griggs, an attorney with the Atlanta NAACP. There is some serious anger out there. Rightfully so. Attempts to reach the McMichaels and their legal representation were unsuccessful. Of course it was. Glynn County Commissioner Alan Booker was on the phone with Arbery's mother around 10 a.m. when she got the word the video was circulating. Shaken, she had to get off the call. They must pay for killing this innocent young man after hunting him down like a dog. Some have compared Arbery's death to the 2012 fatal shooting of Trayvon Martin, an African-American teenager from Sanford, Florida, killed by neighborhood cracker George Zimmerman. Attorney Benjamin Crump, who represented Martin's parents, announced Tuesday he will now be representing Arbery's father. I don't know if this motherfucker Crump should be representing this motherfucker, because you did a horrible goddamn job with the Trayvon Martin case. Let's continue. Because of the video, this is now bigger than Trayvon Martin, Griggs said. There's no room for speculation. The video speaks for itself. We've seen how that's worked out. Arbery is seen running at a jogger's pace in the middle of a subdivision road. Greg McMichael told the police Arbery was hauling ass. The elder McMichael said they had followed Arbery because they believed he was responsible for a series of break-ins within their community. So, two crackers, neither of them that worked for the police department or at least weren't on duty, decided that they was going to be able to do some stop some crime. Okay. Not call the police. Stop some crime themselves. Okay. All right. The video shows Arbery attempting to run around a pickup truck where two men confront him, both armed. Within seconds, a shot is fired. Seconds. Okay. Okay. So in seconds, a shot was fired. Okay. In the end, Arbery collapses. As I've stated before, this was investigated and perpetrated by the shooters, said Brunswick NAACP President John Davis Perry II. Don't get mad. They placed him in a position which he had to fight for his life. This video is appalling. Facts, facts, facts. My bad. So, man, you guys can check this out if you want to. I'm sorry, bro. I may put it the link in the description. I may not. I may forget. It's hard to put links in the description because I don't know. I've never tried to upload anything not on off of my phone. But like when it's on your phone, it's very hard to put the link in the description. But if you guys look this up, it's all people have been talking about. This shit is disgusting, bro. What more is there to say? Crackers killing us just because they know they can get away with it. So this is my thing, bro. I'm gonna keep saying this. Let's change the optics. And I don't know any facts, but you know, my gut is telling me that this guy Ahmad didn't have anything to do with any of these crimes. My gut is telling me that he was going on a jog trying to get some exercise, and just because he was black, they said, "Hey, there's a nigger out there. Let's kill him." I don't even think they was trying to do anything to help the fucking police. Because it took seconds for them to go to, "Oh, we're going to see if this is him," to "let's kill him." Man, I don't really have much to say in this regards of this whole situation because it's the same. Excuse me. It's the same shit, man. It's the same shit. But this is what I'll say. And I don't care how you feel about it. If you're a black man, you have no felonies, you have no criminal record, you need to get your gun license and carry it on you at all times. All right, let's get into the only music that we're going to be touching on this episode, which is going to be, you already know, Dark Lane Demo Tapes by your boy Drake. This is a 14-track mixtape / compilation of Lucy's somewhat singles and so-called leaks. I'm not sure what the story is on why exactly Drake was putting out all these leaks. I don't know if, like, you know, they were going through people, you know, giving, you know, putting their music out, or if this was all effort by Drake to just get music out there to let people know that, like, he's really focused. But whatever it may be, I like the tape. I'm probably getting some of my music lover points off by saying this and coming clean, bro. I can't do the multiple I can't do the multiple DSPs, bro. I got Tidal and YouTube. You know what I'm saying? I use Spotify to listen to podcasts. I listen to my music on Tidal and YouTube, my nigga. Every now and then, that piff. Drake putting all these fucking Lucy's on SoundCloud. I'm gonna be real with y'all. I probably like this shit more than y'all like it because a lot of this shit I heard for the first time, my nigga. You know what I'm saying? Because, bro, I'm not doing all of that. You feel me? And I stopped fucking with SoundCloud for real, because they ain't let me put the podcast on there. So it's like, man, fuck y'all. Y'all not getting none of my listens. Fuck wrong with y'all. But on a, like, for real though, I really fuck with this, yo. I really fuck with this, bro. The way he put it together like a project. Because you could really argue that Deep Pockets is a great intro, great song for an intro, and War is a great song for an outro. I'm gonna name a couple of the songs that I'd never heard before. Deep Pockets, let's see, Not You Too, that was with Chris Brown. I really like that song. And even though that is 44 minutes and 30 seconds, I don't know, it feels like Drake didn't let Breezy do what Breezy do. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's a great song, but number one, I don't think it was mixed well. Chris Brown is turned down way too low. I think that kind of contributes with the fact, with my statement of him not letting Chris do what Chris do. You know what I'm saying? It doesn't seem like it's a 4 minute and 30 second song. It feels like it's unfinished somehow. You know what I'm saying? It feels like there's supposed to be a point in that song where Chris Brown like really gets in his bag and, you know, starts belting out, you know, lyrics and shit. That's just my opinion. Time Flies. Landed, I really fuck with that Landed song, bro. I really fuck with that Landed song. One thing about these songs is that he's rapping. Drake is rapping. You know what I'm saying? And you know, I'm just going to toot my own horn again before everybody realizes it. This is going to be another project that is going to become a classic, and you guys are all going to be eating your words a couple years from now, because I think the website is Metacritic. They rated this shit a 58. I'm guessing it's a 58 out of 100. But then when I go look down the ratings of Drake's other projects, I don't know. It's either somebody that's dick eating over there, another artist, or somebody that just hates Drake and probably still is dick eating. Because, like, all of the only project on that website that has Drake higher than an 80 is the So Far Gone mixtape. Everything else is like ranging from like a 75, 71 to like a 70, 78. Huh? You guys are crazy. And I'm not a Drake stan, but good music is good music. I'm not a Drake stan. Of course, I'm a Drake fan. I love Drake. I'm 25, you know what I'm saying? That's my era. But good music is good music. Like it's like we can't never have, you know, something that's just regular. It either gotta be scalding hot or ice cold. Like, bro, with Drake being the artist that he is and the artist of that caliber, and you know, probably gonna be one of the best artists ever once it's all done with, he can't compare to Jay-Z as far as artistry, hits, longevity. He just can't do it. Jay's been around since he's 26. Jay-Z is about to be 51. Come on. You can't compare that, bro. That's 24 years. You know what I'm saying? So we can't compare him, you know, don't hear me saying, oh, you know, Drake need to get his flowers, meaning that, you know, like a lot of these goofy niggas like to say that, you know, try to put him in the same conversation as Hove. You can't do that. You know what I'm saying? You can't do that. But you again, you can't sleep on this man, because this man, how much is he projected to do off of a mixtape of songs that a lot of us have heard already? 255. Not 255 streams, 255,000 streams off of the mixtape. Okay? Come on, bro. So we left down at Landed. D4L, come on, bro. We already know. Y'all already know how I'm feeling. This is my shit. Future and Thug plus Drake, come on now. And I didn't listen to that Slime and B yet. I did not listen to that yet. It came out last night anyways. I wouldn't, even if I did listen to it, I wasn't going to be doing a review on it yet. Whew, man, I can't wait for that shit. That Slime and B, Young Thug, and Chris Brown, if you haven't noticed. I mean, if you haven't heard, it's in your phone right now. You can go listen to it. So that D4L is hard. Pain 1993. Fam, Drake has such a way of mimicking another artist's style and straight killing that artist while doing that. Now, I'm not going to sit here and say that when he tries to do the I don't even know what you call it, dance hall and man's, I'm not going to say he's better that doing that accent. But mostly anything else, he killed it. He did. He was like straight up took Cardi, Playboi Carti's flow, at least in my opinion, because I'm not a fan of Playboi Carti. And he killed it. Playboi Carti's verse, again, not a fan. I know two verses by him. This verse and Earthquake. That's the only verse. And I don't know what the fuck he was saying on Earthquake. But he did walk on this. I'm not gonna lie. He did walk on that Pain 1993. I can't even cap. Will I be listening to him? No. Oh no. But this shit, you know, it's undeniable. You can't even cap on that one. Losses, jams, fucking jams. From Florida with Love. I really like that when it leaked or whatever. I fuck with that. Demons. And you guys are probably going to think that I'm a hater when you hear what I have to say. I love the song Demons. My issue has nothing to do with the song. I fuck with 5-Year Foreign's verse. I fuck with Sosa Geek. I think that's his name. I fuck with Sosa Geek's verse more. That shit is actually hard. But that's the only way I really want to hear these Brooklyn niggas, New York drill niggas rap. I fuck with 22 G's, bro. I've never taken the time to get into Chef G. I've really never taken the time to get into Pop Smoke, rest in peace. Because that just really wasn't me. I really do fuck with 22 G's, but that's pretty much the extent it goes with the Brooklyn drill thing. I mean, if Bobby Smurda comes back, you know, yeah. But I don't... And again, I'm gonna sound like a hater. And it's not that I'm, you know, a culturalist or it's not racist, but like an American snob, but like, them UK beats ain't it, bro. Them UK drill beats, I'm sorry. Like, it's not 2014. That's just my opinion. As a person that went through the actual drill scene, a very, very big Chicago rapper fan. That shit wasn't it, bro. My bad. That shit ain't it, bro. You know what I'm saying? Now, like, and you know, maybe I'm not allowing myself to progress as far as that type of music goes and my palate for it. But I don't fuck with that shit, bro. I listen to 504 on a feature, Sosa Greek on a feature, or Sosa Geek. They're not bad rappers. I just don't fuck with that shit. I don't fuck with that. What's his name? Jay Critch? He is terrible. He's terrible. That type of New York rap, that new shit, that shit is trash. Now, don't get me wrong. Lil TJ, hard. TJ Porter, hard. And there's a couple of other rappers. And I'm talking about up and coming, like younger guys. I'm not really feeling a boogie right now because that last project he put out was some mid. I don't know what he was really doing. That's kind of going to bring us into this other point that I really wasn't planning on talking about. But since we're here, you know, I guess, you know, he did that because, and I don't guess he said this. He's trying to switch up the style. You know, he's not mad at people taking the style, but he doesn't want people to get, to have that style just become bland. So that has something to do with him changing the style on the most recent project. That wasn't it, bro. And this is my problem. And I don't know if I said this before. This is my problem that I had with A Boogie is that, bro, you didn't make that sound. You did not make that sound. You took Dage Loaf's whole shit, and this is where we gotta just, you know, stand on what we gonna stand on. I personally believe that the reason why Dage Loaf is missing in action is because of you, and I don't think it was some down dirty thing that you did. I don't think that it was like, oh, he did her dirty, because I don't think you purposely, when I say you, I'm speaking of A Boogie, I don't think he purposely, you know, did that and took her shine. But I definitely think his career and his ascension affected hers because they had this pretty much the same sound. But this is one thing you got to say. And I don't even know if I could say that. I wasn't going to say A Boogie does it better. But, one, you know, it. I don't really think, I can't really confidently say that. Because when you hear Dage Loaf come up, and she don't come up a lot, but when she comes up, pops up on features, she sounds great. Like, and this is, you know, my thing with A Boogie feeling how he feels about other people. Yeah, they may have, you know, taken a branch off of your tree, but it doesn't sound identical to you. Like, you can tell the difference between Lil TJ and A Boogie. You know what I'm saying? Both amazing artists. Only difference is that Lil TJ's last effort was way better than A Boogie's. And they had a little beef going on. Lil TJ been on the fuck shit. I ain't even got nothing to say about that because, to be honest, bro, I don't have all the facts. But, yeah. I don't even know what the point I was trying to make with that. But, whatchamacallit's, thing is coming out this Friday. Lil TJ's project. A Boogie and Lil TJ should just stop the playing and the internet beefing. Let's not turn that into real life, bro. Let's not. Since we're here, we're going to talk about it. And I don't want to, you know, make you guys sad this episode, but, you know, it is what it is. So there's a video on Twitter of a young lady. She looks like to be around my age, not much older, maybe a little bit younger. A young lady was teaching, if I'm not mistaken, it was her son, how to dance on the pole. But from what the video, what I saw on the video, it looked like she was teaching him. He was climbing that shit. It didn't look like she was teaching him how to dance on it. But, you know, I don't know. I didn't watch the whole video of number one because you guys know me. I don't really entertain the internet foolishness. But I seen the post. I saw, you know, people like to get in arguments all in the TL about, you know, posts that go viral and all that. I saw all of that. I didn't really see all of it, but I saw, like, the activity of it. I didn't delve into it. And I just saw a couple minutes ago that she's getting CPS called on her. Now, there's multiple sides to this, as always. You guys that are calling CPS on this woman for teaching her child, even if she was teaching her child how to fucking twerk, like if she was actually teaching the child how to really pole dance and do the thing on the pole dance, you guys are some, and it's probably not a nice word to say, but you guys are some fucking ingrates for calling CPS on this woman during this time. At the same token, this is why y'all motherfuckers, niggas that's my age, we have to realize that everything doesn't need to be posted. Why? Because there's people on the internet that don't have anything to do, anything better to do but sit there and type back and forth with you and play mental gymnastics and argue with you. Especially if you have a big following. There's people that act like that they're perfect and nobody that they've ever met in real life isn't perfect. So when they see something kind of iffy online, they got to report it. They got to do this big old outcry. It's fucking sick, man. Bro, a lot of shit just not meant to be said in front of other people. A lot of shit's not meant to be done in front of other people. Right or wrong, bro, we not really focusing on that because I don't think it's wrong. I don't think it's necessarily right either. I wouldn't do that if I was in that position, but it's probably a really good exercise and they probably was just having fun. It was probably innocent, bro. Why it had to be recorded, I don't know, bro. Y'all, everything don't need to be recorded, bro. Everything does not need to be recorded. Man, y'all gotta stop, bro. I know we bored in the house right now and shit, but find some chill, bro. Shit could still happen. Niggas is still weirdos in the house. Probably even more of, so even the weirdo level has even been amplified because they're stuck in the house. So to wrap that up, stop taking pictures of everything because you don't, if somebody don't agree with it, don't mean they have to have a say in it. But you putting it out there to the internet gives them their say in it, even if it's none of their fucking business. You know what I'm saying? And the fact that, you know, hopefully nobody came out there because y'all wasting people's precious time during this pandemic to check on somebody that's learning how to climb a pole? Really? You know what I'm saying? It would be one thing if y'all knew this person and y'all was like, oh, I know that she don't be feeding such and such, such, you know, the little boy be dirty, little boy be looking like this. I don't think that was the case though. So, yeah, bro, y'all like, I'm not going to say y'all, what we have to realize is that even though, and I don't believe that I'm responsible for you taking anything out of context that I post on the internet, especially if I make it clear what the context is, we're not responsible for that, but we are responsible for what effects come from the decisions that we do make of the things that we put on the internet. So let's just keep that in mind, because niggas is fucking weird, you know what I'm saying? And it's weird to record shit like that too. So let's not leave that out. But Dark Lane demo tapes. I don't know if I'm saying it correctly. I'm gonna give it a 10 out of 10, yo. Because you can listen to that shit all the way through. Of course, you know, you may want to skip Tussie Slide, but it sounds really good. I must have skipped over that. But it sounds really good in the sequence of the project. So I'm going to give it a 10 out of 10. There wasn't no whack songs on here, in my opinion. I'm going to give it a 10 out of 10. I'm going to see what y'all talking about, bruh. As far as, like, people that don't really fuck with it, to see, you know, if I can actually understand the points that you all are making, which I probably can. But yeah, 10 out of 10. Drake Dark Lane demo tapes. Alright, so, man, I wasn't really going to talk about this, but I want to get some shit off of my chest. People are, you know, fucking sick, and we opened up this episode with how, you know, crackers treat us in America, and, you know, I'm sure by now you guys have saw the videos of Africans in China being mistreated. It's just very off-putting. The reality of everything, how much we're despised across this whole nation, and we don't even be doing nothing. Why can I say this? Because this is something that I unfortunately deal with a lot of the times when I walk outside of my apartment building. Shit, not even walk outside of the apartment building. Walk outside of my apartment door. You know what I'm saying? So, it's sad, bro. It's really depressing. You know what I'm saying? I feel like China did that because they knew that they wouldn't be able to get away with doing that to white folks in China. So they did it to people, the undesirables, people that not a lot of people care about. And it's sad, but, and you know, I kind of feel stupid because I mean, bro, it was a tweet that didn't do anything, but like, I was really thinking in my head, like, yo, y'all should like stop bothering Asian people in America. And honestly, I still think that, bro. Like, you guys are very ignorant. Even if China made this whole virus up, which I don't think they did. I think that, I don't know what to think. But some people say that China made the virus up and they accidentally infected a human with it or something like that. I don't know the facts on that. You want to do research on it, you can. But, I still would think that it would be totally asinine to assault and rob people in America because of their nationality. And you guys want to call this the Chinese virus. You people, you disgust me. You disgust me. I hope I never, ever come in contact with you individuals because I may go to jail that day. I don't condone violence. I don't condone putting your hands on people, especially in situations where you are an African American and the person is not African American and they've not put their hands on you, because it's not going to come back on you. But for all of you crackers, and I don't mean just white folk, because I know it's some ignorant ass black people that think like this too, and probably some black people that did some shit to some Asian people, because niggas be stupid in America. Fuck y'all. And I hope all of y'all get y'all ass whooped and curb stomped. I'm sorry. That's just how I feel. Because this is horrible. Now, staying on. And I hope I'm in my walk-in closet right now. The walk-in closet that's full of tease things. So you can walk in it, but you can't really move around. And I'm kind of stationed in here because this is like the most soundproof room in the apartment I can get since she's out there working. So if you guys hear like stuff moving, it's because I'm in a closet. Because you guys are important to me and I want you to hear the podcast without any other interruptions, especially these whack ass cats. They're not whack, but you know what I'm saying. Before we get out of here, I just want to speak my little piece on this whole vaccination shit, dog. Number one, this corona, it has affected me. I'm pretty sure it's affected other people like this. But I'm getting fatter. And like, this is, and I'm kind of battling with myself. I don't know if this is me giving myself an excuse or if this is just how scared I am. I think it's just how scared I am because like, I wasn't like a lot of y'all go hard. You know what I'm saying? I'm not going to make myself give up from trying to lose weight by fucking killing myself the first month. So I was taking like hour long walks every day. And then when this started, like, of course it was in the conversation because like we've known about this since December, at least it was in the conversation. But like once it like really started affecting people to the point where like I can't go to work, that's when I said, you know what, I'm gonna stay my ass in the house. And then I saw the test that they give your ass when they stick that needle. They basically stick the needle up your brain. It's not a needle. I'm sorry. It's a long ass Q-tip. Every time I think about that, I wince. I'm not doing that shit, bro. I remember one time I had fucking strep throat and the doctor tried to give me the test and he told me he was doing what he was doing. He put the fucking Q-tip down my throat, slapped his ass. You know what I'm saying? I just don't really, and I was probably like 12, 13. No, I was in high school. I was probably like 15. Like, I don't do well with you sticking stuff in places that it's not really supposed to go. So I'm like, I've been in the house, bro. I've been in the house and like not doing anything. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm so like, bro, I live on the fourth floor. We don't have an elevator. We have steps. So like I could walk up and down the steps, but bro, I don't know how this fucking shit is transmitted. You know what I'm saying? And of course, there's other people that live in this apartment. So it's like, you're supposed to be social distancing. So if I'm walking down the steps and you coming up the steps, there's no way I can give you 6 feet of space because you have to walk past me or I have to walk past you. And then on top of that, I was still going for walks and stuff. But it's like, bro, it'd be bad people outside trying to walk and get their exercise on because we all stuck in the house. And I don't know what the fuck y'all got. You know what I'm saying? And it would be one thing if I was still like staying up all night. I'm not staying up all night. And I know like just last week, I told you guys, yeah, I'm back to not being able to sleep at night. That has just recently changed. Yeah, this anxiety shit is crazy. It's a fucking roller coaster. But yeah, bro, like, I'm just like, this shit has to end. Like, and I said this last episode, bro, I'm very, very apprehensive about them opening up the trying to open up the country again, because I don't think that we're anywhere near needing to be open back up this soon. Just look at the cases and the statistics. So I really hope that they don't, but like, bro, I also don't want to be a fat blob. You know what I'm saying? Like, and it's not like I was skinny before this, but I was actually, you know, starting to take the necessary steps to get back down to a more desirable weight. My goal is to be back down slim by time I pop. Now, that can be in 3 months or it can be in 3 years. So no matter what, we got to start working, you know, working, period. I just have to, I don't know, because it's like, it's hard to work out in the house because we got two cats, bro. And like, I remember the last time we tried to work out, like we ended up kicking Miko in the head. T ended up stepping on his tail because he want to be all in what we doing. And it's like, bro, this shit is stressful. It's like, this shit is stressful in like so many different aspects. It's like, I don't want them to open up the city because I know that we not ready. But at the same time, like, a nigga want to go back to work. You feel me? Like, it, bro, a nigga want to go back to work, go back to getting paid, go back to not being in the house all day just to be productive. But, like, I'm torn. I do want to give you guys an update about, you know, just being creative, you know, during this time before we get out of here. I know I told you guys, you need to get on your shit. You need to, you know, be creating and doing what you said you wanted to do, but you claim you never have time to do while we're in this time. And don't get me wrong, before I say what I say, I still am 100% standing on that hill. Y'all, like, bro, and not everyone's gonna have the means for everything to be the top quality of everything. And I've kind of learned how to, you know, deal with that myself. I don't have the means for everything to be top quality, recorded, top quality, you know, video when I do my YouTube videos, top quality editing. I'm still learning all of that. You know what I mean? But I'm doing it because that's the best way to figure out how to do something and how to be successful at it is just by doing it and taking a stab at it. You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't even know what the expectation was on the Facebook group, but I felt that it was going to get way more than zero people adding to the group. You know what I'm saying? I don't feel a type of way about it because it is what it is, but you know, and I'm the type of person, I support people, but I'm not the most vocal supporter. You know what I mean? I used to try to do it on Twitter, and I know this is going to sound like some little kid stuff, but like, niggas never would fucking respond to me. Like, damn, nigga, I'm telling you, I'm bigging you up. You can't say thank you. You can't even, like, at least like it, bro. And I'm not saying every time, like, because, you know, niggas get added, like, all the time. And I'm not saying I add people all the time, but, like, people get added that are famous and celebrities all the time. So they may genuinely not see it. But, nigga, if I done added you and said something about how good your work is 10 times and you still ain't answer back, like, you're just ignoring me. Nigga, you seen at least one of them. You know what I'm saying? So, like, I'm not the most interactive, you know, follower or subscriber or fan of people. So, I don't really take it personally on how certain things don't get much traction. Because I know that if I keep trying and I keep working, the people that are interactive, the people that do like to be abreast of stuff that's going on, the group will be there for them once that all pans out and people, you know, the more supporters come. You know what I'm saying? So with all that said, I thank you all, you know, for the people that are listening, the new listeners. I don't know, because the podcast is growing, and it's growing steadily, which is what I like. So I don't know if people are sharing my stuff, but if I don't know how other people are hearing of it. If you listening have anything to do with other people hearing it, whether it be word of mouth or by sharing it, I appreciate you, and I appreciate the fact that you take out your time to listen to me, because I'm an idiot. So, but that's pretty much all I have for you guys this episode, man. Whew, we gonna keep potting. Y'all should already understand by now that I'm not really doing a review on it if it's not really hot. I missed that NBA Youngboy. I missed out reviewing on that because I haven't listened to the tape. I didn't listen to Blame It On Baby either because for some odd reason I didn't think that there was going to be much for me to talk about with that project. I don't think there was much of us. I don't know. I'll listen to them. I don't know if I'm going to do a review on them. If they're good, I don't know if I don't like it, I'm probably not going to do a review on it. But that's all I got for you guys live from the walk-in closet. I cannot wait to get up, bro. We out.